chubbed up rice. I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Kyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Oh, I love that. Love that intro.
Do you know what?
It's a wonderful picture.
I've actually got this tune on my phone and I don't like it as much as this one.
Really? With all the additions?
I need to.
We should do a long bit, like a 12-inch
yeah,
vision.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Like an EP.
Right.
Yeah, okay, Rob. Rob Bollocks, everybody. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Right, we're going to be talking about low tech or low technology.
Low technology.
Today.
Technology no higher than an inch.
Well, I'm going to tell you what Wikipedia said about it and I'm going to tell you what I think about it. Because it's obviously going to be completely different to Wikipedia.
Let's go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, it's simple technology, often of a traditional or non-mechanical kind, such as crafts and tools that predate the Industrial Revolution.
Right, so not really tech so much. I suppose it is technology, isn't it?
But this is what I was thinking about. Low tech is always evolving because they're always bringing new stuff out.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Do you know what I mean? I was thinking about these pens. You know, I've got...
Like a ballpoint pen.
Well, yeah, but I've got one that's got four colours on it, and then I've got one that's got one. So they're both low-tech, but one's more low-tech than the other. Do you know what I mean?
Do you remember the big fat ones that used to have 10?
I had a plastic... Yeah, they're
hell,
30
that,
in them.
That's like the king of the pencil case,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And then you break it in your pocket, and it just stains everything, and your leg as well.
I haven't got one of my favourite pens here, but they're terrible. If you lose the lid, they're a stainer.
Some of the examples they've given here, like blacksmithing,
folk music,
music,
like Morris dancing as well,
played on acoustic instrument. That is just the most ridiculous. How we ruled 2/3 of the globe at one stage doing that dance is beyond me. Just they used to come to our local pub in London and do it, and we used to laugh at them.
Yeah,
the Morris dancers
for about 3 months they were popular in Auckland. But they were sort of accepted. Like they turn up to things.
There's a really good movie, I can't remember, it's like a mockumentary about a Morris dancer who goes to America. Can't remember the name of it, but it's really, really good. Anyway.
I can't imagine America. Oh, the Americans, they're pretty novel, you know?
Yeah. Okay, you've got wine, which is poorly preserved fruit juice.
I suppose, yeah.
Beer, a way to preserve the calories of grain products from decay.
Well, very hard in the old days too. You couldn't be sure about drinking the water, Rob.
Well,
that's why
they were all alcoholics in America.
Yeah, either that or it was just a massive marketing.
No, seriously, because they were drinking out the streams and all that, they were getting ill off of it, so they started making beer and alcohol and drinking that and thinking, oh, this is great. But they didn't realise all that to do is boil it, and that is why they used to make children's beer in America.
Did they? Kiddie beer?
Yeah, children's beer, like breakfast lager.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a thing called breakfast lager?
Tui's, yeah. I think, is breakfast lager.
Right, okay.
You can drink it at 7 o'clock in the morning. It won't... Well, no, don't do that.
They seem to push the limits, though, with drinking beer. Like this really isn't a limit. You know, some people will be... They'll get up in the middle of the night and have a beer.
Yeah, not for me anymore.
Not a craft beer, of course. Has that finished yet, or is that still going, craft
yeah,
beers?
Yeah, it's going berserk now. Okay. Right, now these are my favourite ones.
Unicycles next.
Velcro, and this is my all-time favourite.
Velcro, yeah.
Yep, Post-it Velcro. Notes.
Post-it notes.
Post-it notes.
That's considered low-tech.
Yeah, highlighters. Now, you were talking about...
Highlighters are pretty cool. I can remember living at a time when there were no fluorescent colours.
No way.
Yeah. So can you? Yeah, you must yeah, be yeah, you know, yeah, remember that? Yeah, there's, yeah. Like, there's just fluorescence. Yeah. I can remember when people started using fluorescent colours on things.
I remember when you could smoke on the aeroplane, but that's a different
story. Oh, that's
story.
Another story.
But there you go. Yeah, so you were talking about other stuff that I thought was really quite high tech. I mean, you look at like Walkmans.
It's almost like
retro technology now. Like,
what about a double tape deck?
Yeah, yeah. Or just a deck.
Yeah, just a tape deck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just the singular, like a mono tape deck.
Yeah.
I used to have one of those. That was my life for about 10 years, having one of those in my bedroom. Every morning I'd play and record stuff and
But it's, I think you should look into
Iron
it.
Play Iron Maiden tapes, like full tip, which was about this loud.
Okay, yeah. I started doing that, and that led me to the Flying Car Company. I don't know how I ended up there.
Flying Car or Flying Carpet?
The Flying Car Company.
Flying Car Company.
Called the Kitty Hawk. They're from California. They're actually in New Zealand at the moment. and they're testing what looks like a human-sized drone that seats one person, but...
If it's controlled by somebody else, it's a drone, I suppose.
No, but you're
driving... We're living in an amazing year.
You're driving it. But the only thing is, it only goes 32k an hour and only flies 3 metres high. And I was thinking about that. I said, oh, you're great. But then
that's low tech.
But then yeah, exactly. You can't drive along the motorway because a lorry would get you. I would imagine lorries must be at least 9 metres.
I don't know if you...
Where would you use it?
If they permitted it to be a personal vehicle for use, I don't think they'd let you use it on the motorway, Rob.
Yeah, but that was... You can't fly over houses because, like, most houses are higher.
You could cruise over the coast.
Yeah, but what good's that? It'd be really great. I would actually have one to come to work, like to come here.
So you'd have to take a very elaborate route, though, wouldn't you?
Well, over where the train tracks are.
Well, couldn't you just flip... Fire out over the ocean.
Oh, but then,
like a hovercraft. Yeah. What about a hovercraft, Rob? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, all the time.
What about a BFM hovercraft?
Yeah, I think we should have one. But that's saying
that is the answer to getting people across that our harbour. You know, not another bridge.
Hovercrafts. Yeah, I've been on a few hovercrafts.
Onslaught of like about seven. Definitely. You know the way there's like 4 Devonport ferries all going at once all the time. What about 10 hovercrafts?
Just a complete going right across.
Just non-stop, like just a non-stop shuttle service. Right. That'd be great.
Now, I've got a question for the listeners. They can have a week to work this out.
Oh, no, are you listening, listeners?
How many creatures are actually born a day on this planet? I'm going to tell you what I think it is. Because I'm not really sure.
Firstly, where are you getting your information from?
BBC World creatures, Service. That's everything.
Creatures and animals included?
Everything.
Insects?
Yeah.
Oh, insects as well?
Everything.
Insects.
Bacteria?
No.
Yeah. Oh,
Sarah!
Oh, that annoys
me. Organisms? Does that count?
Oh, see, BFM's just too clever. I could have gone to another radio station and they'd have bought this story straight away.
Start talking about bacteria and it gets
too... Well, no, not bacteria.
Long.
Go like fish, insects.
Oh, but you know what? Ignore bacteria at your peril.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I say. They've been here a long time before we were and they'll be here a long time after we go.
I reckon it's 700 trillion.
700 trillion is your estimate, is it?
You know the answer.
Yeah, but that's not it because I just remembered it. Oh, shit. Just dumb yourself. Oh, what a dick. Right, that's it this week, folks.
So that was it, 700 trillion. Oh,
yes, supposedly. But prove me wrong.
Can you Adam and Eve this? Do you know how big $1 trillion is? Like a trillion? A trillion's a massive number.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that, Rob?
Yeah. I think 700 trillion.
A billion is a huge number. Yeah, a trillion is way more than a billion.
You look at all the fish and they have hundreds of them. Do you know what I mean? They might all get killed and die and shit, but when they're born, they have hundreds of them, thousands of them sometimes. Do you
know
what I mean?
Yes, true. At one stage, the Rocky Mountain locust was the most prolific beast that's ever lived. There was more of them on the planet at one stage. There's none of them now.
Right.
But there was more of them on the planet at one stage than any other beast, living
thing ever.
Here, apart from bacteria, those here.
Yeah.
Hold on, we've got a telephone call. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
You look like you're anxious to jump into the conversation.
Yeah, well, very rude of me.
No, by all means, jump in.
Oh, okay. Mr. Bollocks, are you there? Oh,
I certainly am.
Oh, good stuff. Now, you know how the low-tech ball pen was mentioned today?
Yes.
Actually, not so low-tech. The Chinese, you know, when they moved from through the 80s and 90s, one of the things they could... I heard this on BBC Radio, so it must be true as well.
British never lie.
No. They couldn't develop a ballpoint pen. The engineering was too finessed for their capabilities at the time, so they spent millions of whatevers to get it right, and it was a moment of great national pride when they got it right.
The ballpoint pen?
Wow.
Yeah, you imagine that little ball at the end of the pen...
Tell you what, though, they were gung-ho at bloody fireworks for centuries.
That's true. What about a ballpoint pen that was a firework?
What about a firework that was a ballpoint pen?
Yeah, incredible. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Well, you're paid to. I've got to go to work.
Yeah.
What about a fireball that was a working pen? All right. Other interesting. What about that? What about that great story? One of my favourite stories about science is the whole thing about when they developing a pen that could write up in space, you know, when there's no gravity.
Upside down.
Yeah, and then they just realised those shows were taking a pencil.
Yeah.
I barely ever use them, but I love a good pencil, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just a good old pencil.
As long as, as long as you have a pencil sharpener.
2B.
Oh, what? Yeah, okay. Well, hang on. I mean, what are we talking art? Or are we talking?
Yeah,
2B for art. Yeah, 2B for art. An HB. An HB for just general.
I saw an 8B in the station.
An 8B? Well, that'd be like just like a wet sock, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be so soft and just. Because isn't the higher the B, the more the.
The harder you live.
The fruit.
All right,
Farmer in the Dell.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, caller. Thanks for chucking stationery into the mix. Someone else is speaking of chucking stationery into the mix. Someone else has texted through Twink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Sarah.
Ugh.
Very dismissive.
Yeah.
Oh. You prefer to see. Say, you prefer to see the working, do you?
If you put Twink down on a white on a white piece of paper, it doesn't look the same as it did before.
No, it looks like you've made a terrible, terrible error,
which is
and
meant
you're trying
to
cover
point,
it up.
Right?
Yeah.
You're trying to cover an error, but it just looks like an error. So what's the point?
Oh, so it certainly terrible. Rubs you out the wrong way, doesn't it? Yeah. Any sort of corrective fluid. What about staples are cool, eh? Hole punch? Staples? Anyway.
Staple guns are good.
Staple guns are really cool.
Is that high tech, though? I mean,
that's high tech, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah, but when does high tech become low
well,
tech?
A texter texted in and said all low tech, all high tech becomes low tech.
Exactly.
Yay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And progress in history and time and stuff.
Except the breakfast show.
I know, Sarah's giving it the hurry up.
Yeah.
I think fair enough too, Sarah.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
I was wondering how many people...